Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Fesco and Dusty and Mac not here. Jay Binkley, JT Noah here for you. Cody, Alex, Drew here at 10 o'clock and CDOT later this afternoon. Someone texted in that they drove by the stadiums and they were, Arrowhead was red. Like, it's waiting for it. That's good. Well, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, who knows what can happen? Day's long. So we'll see what happens. And nothing's finalized at this point. We'll see what happens with special announcements and you name it. And discuss that tomorrow as we go forward.
Yeah. Did you get to see that? Even though Mac's not here, he was at the game yesterday. Did you get to see that? Or did you hear that?
Yeah, Mac was in Tennessee.
Yeah. Went to the game. Poor guy. Probably thought he was going to have a better game when he bought the tickets.
Well, he expected that, I think. He expected a lot of that.
Well, no, I'm saying when he bought the tickets, I bet he was expecting a better game.
Yeah, 100%. The text line, by the way, said that the Ferris State-Harding game was good in Division II.
Oh, yeah.
But that was still 42-21,
Ferris State. Pulled all away.
Pittsburgh State played Ferris State this year. Matter of fact, Trinity and Chambliss, the quarterback of Ole Miss, he won a national title last year with Ferris State. Here's the one thing. Harding was in there from Searcy, Arkansas. They were in the title game. They have the distinction of knocking out not only Northwest Missouri State, but knocking out Pittsburgh State in the playoffs in their march to the D2 title game. I actually enjoyed the Montana State game, JT. Man, Saturday was crazy because you had all the regular FBS college football playoffs, and you had the semifinals for FCS, if that's your thing. You also had the D2 title game. You also had NFL games. I mean,
which that Bears-Packers game was nuts at the end.
The Bears-Packers game. That was a pick 'em, too. I was Green Bay pick 'em losing on that one.
I couldn't believe it. I turned it off once when the Packers went up by 2 scores, thinking it was over, and then they get the onside kick. I'm like, no way.
It was a great football weekend. Saturday was, seriously, I mean, I grabbed several TVs. It was that good of a weekend. Well, we know Andy Reid, as several reports, nationally, he's not going anywhere. He'll be back, of course. But there's one bit of nugget that was out there with Tom Pelissero and Ian Rapoport, right? The insiders. And I don't know if you remember this or not, JT, but this is important. It says, one situation to watch. This is from NFL.com. Offensive coordinator Matt Nagy chose not to sign an extension in the offseason and is set to become a free agent. We knew he was set to become a free agent with his contract. I did not realize that he did not sign an extension. Why wouldn't you sign an extension? Extensions mean nothing, but it gives you job security and gives you money if something happens, but it doesn't stop you from being elevated in positions to a head coach. But he did not sign an extension in the offseason, which is interesting to me, JT. I don't know about you, but looking at this, wouldn't you always sign an extension? Wouldn't you always sign an extension to keep your job?
Right, exactly. Why wouldn't you just sign that extension?
So who knows what they're going to do? Do I think they'll move on there? Special teams coach with Dave Tobe, obviously chief special teams, has had a lot of issues this year. Did you see what the Rams did? after their game Thursday night?
The Rams fired their special teams coordinator. They did. Yep.
Chase Blackburn, their special teams coach. Keep in mind they have four losses. So a team with only four losses, that's a damn good team. The Rams, I think we all agree, are a good football team. They fired their special teams coach. I mean, this team isn't a three-win team, not a four-win team, but they fire their special teams coach, and I liked it. I liked every single second of firing your special teams coach. You know why? Because it means you constantly want to get better. And you know what? It's not about job security. It's not about any. It's about winning games. The NFL is about winning games. It's not for long league. If you suck, you're on the bench or you're gone. If you're a coach that is not cutting it, and keep in mind, three of those four losses really come down to special teams for the Rams. So instead of keeping him, an 11-win team says, see you, special teams coach. We don't need you anymore. I thought that was pretty enlightening when I saw that, JT. I don't know if that kind of rang any bells with you. Like, hey, here's a team with 11 wins that said, you know what? You're not getting the job done. We're not just going to keep but you to be keeping you. We're going to get better.
I don't see Reed firing coaches in the middle of a season.
Well, I don't either. I just think it's refreshing. The Rams did it.
Well, yeah, but they're different coaching. And so I do believe Reed's going to make changes at coaching, whether it be special teams, offense, whatever.
Well, the one difference is they are a team that's won a Super Bowl recently. That's the difference.
What?
It's not like this is the Arizona Cardinals or something. This is a team that won a Super Bowl back in, 22?
But right, but they are also in the midst of fighting for a playoffs, fighting for their division, and they could have just lost their division because of Thursday night's loss.
How much change do you want with the Chiefs going forward? I mean, they got to do something. We all realize if you're stale and people kind of know what you're doing, again, they've been in a lot of games, and Mahomes keeps them in these games. Again, Patrick Mahomes only has four regular season games where he's lost by more than one score. He misses a game yesterday, and boom, that's out the window. And we're down to maybe Noah Gray as the emergency quarterback going into it. If Chris Olave can get it, would have got hurt.
Yeah, it would have been nuts.
That sucks about Gardner, man.
Yeah, I was really – my biggest thing about Gardner was I wanted to see if he could be the quarterback to start next season if Mahomes couldn't go, and now he won't even be ready to go for next season either.
Yeah, with the ACL, allegedly. We still don't know yet. They'll do an MRI today, but it's trending that direction. But again, until it's actually done, we don't know.
Right, but still, it's a tough break for Minshew.
It's not like every single Twitter doctor telling you what Mahomes' issue is. People haven't even looked at the knee, giving you opinions on it.
Right, exactly. So who knows?
He bent his knee. Ooh, good. But ACLs, guys do come back from at a record pace. They do need to change something, the message, because the message does get stale. As good as you are going to 7 straight AFC title games, again, JT, did you start seeing the cracks in the foundation for this team last year? Because they were there. They were there right in front of us.
They were there. And some of us, including myself, probably just like, oh, whatever, they'll fix it this offseason.
Because you were on a roll still. You just wanted to see it
play itself out. But I'm sorry, but you're not going to make real changes when you've gone to 3 straight Super Bowls.
No.
You're just going to let it happen. And if the crack finally breaks, then you make the change.
You're going to take that sponge and get every bit of water.
Exactly. And so now you make the change this offseason because it happened. It broke. Now you make those changes, where it be at maybe special teams coordinator, where it be maybe at offensive coordinator, but
wide receiver coach, running backs coach, there's a lot of directions.
With the offensive coordinator, it might not even be because you want to. It's because he thinks he has a better avenue of getting to a head coach elsewhere, like what Eric Bieniemy thought.
I always like young, hungry coaches that want to keep getting promoted, get that head coaching job, not when things have passed them by, always constantly striving to get better. Hayden Fry at Iowa reminded me of this, JT. He wouldn't hire a coach unless he saw that coach being a head coach eventually. Like anybody on a staff or whatever, he wouldn't hire you unless he thought you could be a head coach at some point. I thought that showed you why he was good. Like when you hire a bunch of guys that want to get to the next level, that aren't just content with doing what they do.
Right. And so Reed, I mean, think about it. The last three offensive coordinators he's had, well, besides Bieniemy, have become head coaches. You had Doug Peterson, Matt Nagy, and then the only other one that hasn't become a head coach was Eric Bieniemy. And now Bieniemy is the running back coach for the Bears.
But there's got to be some things to kind of refresh. And they've done it before. They brought in Chris Ault to be a run game coordinator pistol offense for Alex Smith.
The big one is there's a bunch of – I've got a friend group. And there's one friend that doesn't believe Andy Reid makes changes, and that's why he was let go in Philadelphia. Excuse me. My biggest argument to that is, okay, when we needed a defensive coordinator change, he fired Bob Sutton, and guess what? He brought in Spags.
Made the difference.
He made the big difference. He's made the changes before, so I don't get where this thing comes from, oh, Andy Reid doesn't make changes when need be. He does.
He will, and he does. And as I've said before, JT, he's coached for 26 years. He's been in the AFC or NFC title game 46% of those seasons. That is an extremely high mark. I ask people to find me coaches that have been the more. And Belichick is not the answer. It's actually less percentage than that. It's a 44%, which Andy Reid will join him at 44% after this season. Someone wants to talk baseball. There's going to be plenty of baseball talk, trust me. I will say this. As far as the AL Central, it's going to be a little bit tougher. I think the White Sox aren't that booty call anymore.
You don't think so?
No, they go out and get Murakami posted on that.
Right,
sorry
right,
if I butchered his name, the home run champion in Japan. But they posted on that, so they're bringing in talent. Like, they're bringing in a slugger. So we'll see if this direction, but they clearly want to be a better team and bringing in players. So add the White Sox back to maybe showing you something. Maybe not this year's, you know, too early for them, but, you know, in the future, which direction are they going? Detroit looks good at this point, even though they melted down at the end of the year. Cleveland's Cleveland. Minnesota, they're either good 1 year, then they're bad. Then they're good again, then they're bad.
Yeah,
so,
they're a mix of bags. You never know.
But it looks like the White Sox actually want to compete and don't want to be a booty call anymore.
Well, my thing is I feel like this is a trade bait. Oh, we're bad, so we're going to trade him before the deadline this year. I don't know if they're going to keep him. It's only a 2-year contract, so you could see them using him as trade bait and getting prospects out of him because they can do that now, and so maybe they're just using him as a trade piece.
Coming next, back to the Kansas City Chiefs game against Tennessee, and how will it be different for what they're going to do against the Denver Broncos Thursday night?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, JT and Clay. JT Noah. Could be a historic day in Kansas City. 3 o'clock with the special announcement of Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas about the Chiefs' future. Missouri's made a nice play. The state of Missouri stepped in, made a nice play to try to keep them. So We'll be talking about this going forward, and clearly Cody and Gold keep you filled in. And, of course, the decision will basically be during Carrington Harrison's show, and then you and I can react upon a lot of things tomorrow.
I actually believe they will be taking it live, the press conference live at 3 o'clock. So.
Good. Well, I know Missouri came in strong and tried to help things out when Kansas City let them go. I'm just sitting here, man. Maybe it's bitterness. I don't know. I just look at it and think, I know the people on the Kansas side, which were all one big metro. I get that. And I know a lot of people on the Kansas side that are friends and everything else, but they might be getting their way. And I just hate seeing a team leave, even though it's not going to another state. Well, it is. Technically, it's going to Kansas, but it's not going to Utah or somewhere else. So they're staying in the metro. So I guess.
Yeah, it's not like the Royals are going to Nashville.
No. So that part is good. They still can go see your favorite teams and all that. I just hate seeing them leave in the state that you live on. By the way, as far as the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday night, what you want to see, a whole bunch of people, it's amazing. You have a down year. It's funny how the people like turn on the head coach that it's 100% his problem.
Oh, yeah. It's always the head coach's fault. Never is anybody
else's. It's knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you ever wanted to go to a Chiefs game, I mean, this Thursday night's a pretty good night to go.
Life is about knee-jerk reactions. Tony Romo was singing the praises of Jared Goff and how he's bullying belongs in the MVP conversation. Clearly, he doesn't. That's a team with only a 16% chance to make the postseason. There were knee-jerk reactions to week one of the NFL seasons. There was a lot of knee-jerk reactions when the Raiders go on the road and beat New England in New England. There was a lot of knee-jerk reactions because the Raiders were back and Pete Carroll and Geno Smith and the Patriots still sucked. That was the narrative after game one. Then what happened?
Well, I mean, you think about it. They were talking about Trevor Lawrence and how Liam Cohen weren't going to work out, and look how that's turned out. You could talk about maybe a knee-jerk reaction, but I told you before the show, I think Trevor Lawrence could be in the MVP talk.
Honestly, he's probably deserved to be. I mean, really, and he's doing without Travis Hunter.
Right. Well, I mean, you're right, but I don't think Travis Hunter was that big of a deal.
Well, it's the second pick in the draft you're doing this without, which is significant.
Well, right, but I think
the
big one was getting Jacoby Meyer in that trade.
It was. They give him an extension, the guy with only, what, 6 100-yard games in his career that they believe in what he's doing. But it's a team that's averaged over 33 points a game since week 8.
Yeah, and it's not like they've got a superstar out there. You got, sure, Travis Etienne, but besides that, there's no one
out there. Tootin's banged up. So
there's no one out there that you're like, oh, yeah, that's a star on that offense.
Well, they're doing a great job, and did you see what Walker said last night? He was, don't join the bandwagon now, he said.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw, but I guess Sean Payne said something about low market teams and how Jacksonville's a low market team. Well, Liam Cohen at the end goes, not bad for a low market team, I guess, Denver.
Yeah, but mid market teams we've seen have success. I mean, the Chiefs won 5 out of 6. That's not a major market.
Well, I'm just saying it was kind of funny how Sean Payne was throwing shade at the Jags for being a low market team And Liam Cohen holds on to it and throws it back at him.
But this whole notion of don't be a fan of us now, that kind of thing that Jacksonville's playing, Jacksonville needs all the Duvall lovers, man. They need all the Duvall lovers. Because here's the one thing of Jacksonville, I'll say, and this was kind of the narrative with their teams. Don't be a fan of us now. Don't be a fan of us now. Like us when we're bad. Well, the problem is with Jacksonville, they get good and they get really bad. Like, they were really good when they went to the AFC title game with Blake Bortles, right?
Well, they had the defense.
They lost the Patriots. Then what happened? Then they start sucking for a while. And then here comes Dougie Fresh, and he wins a playoff game with them. And then what happens? They're sitting there picking number 2 in the draft once again. What? So they've been up and down and up and down. Now, sustain it, and maybe people won't do that.
I mean, we were saying the same thing when the Chiefs started getting good with Patrick Mahomes.
I get it, but Trayvon Walker said, quote, everyone going to try to hop on the bandwagon now. We don't want nobody. Stay where you're at. F everybody but us. Excuse my language, mom, dad, grandma, but F everybody but us. That's what.
Hey, it's a great quote. It's a great quote.
It is. Trayvon Walker was saying, hey, don't join the bandwagon is what he's saying.
Don't join us now.
Chiefs have seen a few bandwagon jumpers. You've seen
that's
a lot
what I'm
of
saying.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them are jumping off. They might be headed back to New England, it sounds like.
It's like, do people forget just how bad we were? Like 2014, the Chiefs did not make the playoffs under Andy Reid. They still were 9-7. So they still were 9-7, but they didn't make the playoffs that year. But then what happened? I mean, then we're a team that kept getting better and better. Enter Patrick Mahomes. Remember this team? This team went 22 freaking years, JT. And you're not much older than that. You're what, 26, JT?
25.
So they basically went a large chunk of your lifetime without ever.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Before preceding your life. They went 22 years. So they went from 94, January of 94, all the way till 2015. And they finally won a playoff game when Alex Smith won in Houston and then blasted the next week to New England. Yeah. But they went 22 years without winning a playoff game. It's not always been good here.
Brown sacks
over your
head. It's
not always been good here. Andy Reid made it good here.
Brown sacks over your head when you went to games back in the day.
I mean, they would make it. They would make the postseason, but 22 years they went.
Remember, I remember the game where we lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Steelers only kicked field goals. Because of the Eric Fisher hold on the 2-point conversion. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad news here. 22 years. Again, you can go all the way through college at 22. You can be bored and go all the way through college. You can be sitting at a bar legally drinking
before
22
you see
years.
Playoff win.
And then Mahomes gets here and they've won 17 games since. 17 postseason games they've won since 2018. That is an incredible amount. You know what? Eventually, crap's going to hit you, man. And not everything's going to go your way. And last year, the foundation, the cracks in the foundation were there. They still couldn't run the ball. Matter of fact, they're only averaging 110 yards since Mahomes has been here on the ground game. It wasn't until the year before Mahomes became that starter. Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing. So it has been done. Like Andy Reid has committed to the run when he committed to Kareem Hunt as the NFL's leading rusher in 17. So it has happened, and it needs to happen again. And when you look at this draft, yeah, it's going to be limited with the draft this year unless they make a deal with Trent McDuffie, which is a hot name, to trade and get more picks. I'm 100% in the camp and get more picks. It's what we do. We do draft shows. We look at the prospects week in and week out. We do it since the beginning of the season. We look at who's good and who's bad. Is there a preference you have as far as the draft this year? Because I think there's several options where they're sitting. Right now they're sitting 12. They didn't move really up or down. They kind of stayed there right at 12. 11 and 12 is kind of where they've been hovering in picking in the draft, and they're currently 12. As a matter of fact, that loss yesterday didn't really help them, to be honest with you. So they're still picking 12th. But at 12th, you can get a lot of stuff, man. And
I want a pass rusher.
You want pass rusher?
I do want a pass rusher.
Which you can't argue with that.
Are you still sitting at wide receiver?
I'm still sitting at weapon.
I knew you were.
I'm still sitting at weapon. Our first mock draft, though, we did have him going Christian Miller. We did have a guy 3-technique, 5-technique, or edge.
Okay.
That can do it. But I look at these receivers, though, JT, and think Hollywood Brown's going to be gone. Travis Kelce and his 800 yards, probably going to be gone. And Travis Kelce and or Tyreek Hill has led this team in receptions and receiving yards for the last decade, right? Travis Kelce, even though he's in better shape this year than last year, still led the Chiefs in receptions with 97, still led him in yardage last year. This year, same thing. Travis Kelce, over 800 yards receiving. Where is that production going to come from? Like, where's that production going to come from? We argued about Noah Gray and stuff like that. It's not coming from Noah Gray. It's not. Where's that production coming from? That's the question. Rashee Rice is number two on this team in yards. Where's it going to come from? When you lose Travis Kelce in 800 yards, where's it coming from?
You would hope it comes from Rashee Rice because
some of it, but not all of it, because you still have his production as well.
I think you could get a wide receiver in the second round and be happy. I think there's bigger fish to fry than a wide receiver in round one, just because I think you need to get pass rush.
Put it this way, where they're drafting, because they're still going to be at the top of the second round as well. We've seen more and more pass rushers later in the first round and or second round. It used to be the opposite. It used to chart all these things. They usually 1 through 18 was your pass rushers. Like really, honestly, 1 through 15 was kind of that sweet spot for getting a guy to get to the quarterback. But there'd be some second rounders filtered. But then you had T.J. Watt that went 30th overall, right? It happened. George Karloftis into the first round. Max Crosby, what a fourth round pick. So we're seeing more and more guys, you know, later on in the draft. I'm just looking at this. We had Carnell Tate is our first selection this time in this mock. And here's the reason why, JT.
So you had Carnell Tate.
Carnell Tate.
The Ohio State wide receiver.
Ohio State. But here's the thing with Carnell Tate. He's got the best hands out of the wide receivers in the draft. He runs the best routes of any wide receiver in the draft. Those two things, when you think about it, running routes and actually catching the football, a foreign concept to the Kansas City Chiefs on crucial downs. That part excites me. The biggest catch radius in this draft, he's 6'3", and he gets contested catches. So when you put that, the hands, the route running, to me, that makes a lot of sense because I'm looking at a football team, they still don't have anybody to throw to. They don't. And then when you have suspensions and injuries and things like that, we'd like to say, hey, the Chiefs wide receiver looks good on paper, but then you get to the actual games, and it's not on paper. You see what I'm saying? It's not. That St. Joe Chiefs you're seeing the last 2 years is not the Chiefs team you're seeing in reality. It changes. It changes on that drive down from St. Joe.
Oh, yeah, it always does. My question to you, most friends wondering, would you be okay with Jeremiah Love being taken in the first round by the Chiefs?
No.
Okay.
Don't want Jeremiah Love. Here's the one thing about it. I know a lot of people love. That makes it. Do you like Jeremiah Love?
I do like Jeremiah Love.
He's a great player. Great player.
I don't know if I'm a fan of taking a running back in round one.
No, not that early, because running backs, I think you can get. We had Justice Haynes going, by the way, in the third round. Justice Haynes would have been way up there. As a matter of fact, he was way up there at the beginning of this year, and then he hurt his foot. Still had 10 touchdowns and 857 yards and a 7.1-yard average before he got hurt, right, at Michigan. He played at Alabama the first 2 years, but you're probably looking at second, third round for Justice Haynes. I'd go later on, but I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait till the seventh round. It would be early on.
You cannot wait as long as they did this year.
It would be early on. Second, third, fourth round would be a running back. But the reason is weapons. Like, they desperately need weapons. And I know Rashee Rice is supposed to take a lot of that Travis Kelce-type stuff over the middle, the dirty work, because even though they're different positions, tight end and receiver, but they do run a lot of the same concepts.
And like, see, that's why I'm okay maybe with trading Trent McDuffie's, because then you get more draft picks for this year where you could fill more holes. Because I think I know Trent McDuffie's your best corner, but I think you have enough corners that you can, I would say, live with playing out there in the Spags defense.
But I'm a fan of just getting weapons. Like, get a weapon. Like Kenyon Sadiq. I know a lot of people like him, the tight end at Oregon. Okay. He's a stud. I get it. That's a position you're going to see. He's mocked to the Chiefs a lot, is Kenyon Sadiq. I mean, it's a lot of. And Jeremiah Love is too. Yeah, and Jeremiah Love is too. Okay. Here's the one thing with Love, though. And I'll say this, JT, whenever you go back and forth with your friends group, ask them who his two most important games were against this year. Who were his most important games this year? You take that 157 against Purdue and you kind of put it out the window. Who were the most important games he said? Because this is the draft. When you look at who you played, when you played them. How good were they on defense?
I guess probably one of them had to be A&M.
The two best games that he played was Miami and Texas A&M. He was less than 100 yards in both. Jeremiah Love, in the biggest game of the year that kept him out of the playoffs, was the Miami game. Miami-Notre Dame game made the only difference to them getting the playoffs or not, right?
But that was week one.
It was. Where typically running backs are ahead of kind of the offense because running backs are still the running backs, right? He only had 33 yards rushing against Miami. 33. So look at who a guy started against. Forget about what he does against Purdue. How did he play against Miami? He had 33 yards. I'm just saying, man. The top two games, he lost both of them. Notre Dame lost both of them. So, yeah. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He is. He can jump over people, leap, but he's an incredible athlete. I just wouldn't go running back in the first round. Great player, though, and I can say anything. Honestly, I still think he's a great player, despite not showing up in the biggest games. He still had over 90 against A&M, but they lost. But we went pass rusher. We went Zion Young, by the way. Zion Young.
Zion Young from Missouri, eh?
In the second round, and we felt, you know, with the character issues and getting popped.
Yeah, he just got popped recently.
Yeah,
last week.
He would slide into the second. And 15 and a half tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks.
So you think his talent is a first round, but his character kind of drops him down to second round?
I do, but the bottom line is, again, if you're not, you know, pick 18 and less, you're basically a second round pick. Even if you're picked 25th, 26th, whatever, you're still viewed upon by the GMs as a second round pick. It's kind of how you are. But we just need weapons. We do. I keep hearing this, well, they're fine at receiver. No, they're not fine at receiver. They don't run good routes. They drop the football. Hollywood Brown's probably gone, and he didn't do anything when he's playing for you anyway. They didn't do anything. And then Kelce, his yardage, you do have to replace that. Say what you want about him. He did have over 800 yards. He still leads this team. This team's not even going to sniff 1,000-yard receiver or running back. So, yes, JT, I am 100% four weapons in round one. However, if they get elite pass rusher, yes. Because like a Reuben Bain, everybody keeps talking about his hands. His arm length is going to be short, but he dominated that A&M game. He even blocked the kick. For the short arm guy, he even blocked the kick. I thought Reuben Bain, he could be sitting there right there yet. I think the arms will keep him out of the top 10, though.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal game against A&M.
But the arm length, I think, does keep him out of 10.
Yeah.
What sucks is the amount of quarterbacks. Like you'd hope like four quarterbacks be taken before you draft, right? Because those slots, that way it goes to some other good player.
There's just not enough quarterbacks to say it looks like
Mendoza and Dante Moore might be it.
Yeah, it's
unless Ty Simpson goes on a run. You need weapons. I just look at it like this, JT. You have a quarterback that you're not going to have a quarterback like this maybe ever in your lifetime. Get him the weapons he needs because, you know what, next year you're looking at Worthy and Rice. Wouldn't it be nice to have another weapon? I would say Jalen Royals, but we don't even know what he could do. We don't know if he exists.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. I think you could get, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think you could get a good enough wide receiver in the second round. They've done that well enough. And I just think you need to get pass rush to get to the quarterback because that's your biggest flaw on defense this year is not getting to the quarterback. I get it. You don't get turnovers, but you have to get to the quarterback to cause turnovers to get that stuff to happen.
And as far as Worthy, 913 says, has Worthy been a bust so far? Is that an overreaction? I think so. I think you have to take it with a grain of salt because after this year, when you look back at kind of what he was dealing with, and keep in mind, this guy has been a durable guy, never missed Little League, never missed high school, never missed games at the University of Texas. Running into Travis Kelce, I think, set him back. It did, with that shoulder. And then he's had the ankle problems. And I think once this year's set, you're like, yeah, he did kind of play through some pain. I think he'll be fine, but they need to get back to what he's good at, and that's utilizing 4-2-1 speed. Talking about down the field, nine rounds, going downfield, doing whatever. And we always hear about man coverage because the Chiefs have struggled against man coverage. I get it. Don't be enamored by that man coverage. A lot of teams don't like to do a ton of man because it puts you on an island and you can be beaten on it really easily. And if you are beaten on it, it's a touchdown. Only two receivers have over 400 yards against man this year. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, that's it. Only Dak Prescott has thrown for over 1,000 yards against man. So other teams are struggling against man coverage as well. But give me a guy with the great catch radius. Give me a guy with great hands that's known for his hands, that's known for his route running, who's 6'3". Give me Carnell Tate in round one. But I think there's other positions that they need. They need a bunch of stuff. So obviously there's going to be some things. But running back, I think you can get there later. Coming up next, though, how the Chiefs are unlike the Lions. They actually accomplished something. We'll discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. Yeah, judging by this text line, keep in mind we're about 2 hours in, JT. And man, this town loves the draft, man. They love the NFL draft. They're kind of passionate on the stadiums, but I think people are kind of tired of that as well, even though today's a big day. The governor's making a big announcement today, a special announcement to see if your team is ripped from the state of Missouri or not. That's something we'll talk about here in a little bit. And keep in mind, whether you listen to the radio, local news, you name it, they're going to be talking stadiums today. You may be tired of it, but get used to it, or listen to some Michael Bublé Christmas albums. What, Jingle Bells, White Christmas? What's your favorite Christmas song? Because that's what you might want to
Frosty.
Listen to.
I like
Frosty, the Snowman, yeah.
Have you ever heard I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
I have.
That's a good one.
I have. But who the hell wants a hippopotamus? Seriously, there's like one of the most dangerous animals in the animal kingdom. Seriously,
I know.
You cannot reason with a hippo.
I don't know why you would want a hippo, but she wanted a hippo.
Remember that game, Hungry Hungry Hippo?
Oh, it's still around. Yeah.
Is it still around? Old school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the draft is what people want. We talk draft. We talk stadiums. We talk about how the White Sox are actually meaning some business now. They're actually bringing in players.
But what we won't talk about.
So watch the White
is Christmas. Is White Christmas, because there won't be a White Christmas.
It's going to be warm. It's going to be put on your thong and go enjoy Christmas Day. The Broncos are looking at this weather going, oh, my God, I'm getting short sleeves. Not that they wouldn't wear short sleeves anyway to prove you're a man in cold weather, but, you know, you'd be out there sweating in this game. It'd be 70 degrees. Sean Payton had talking about the second-half Chiefs feeling good with his little interview, peacocking around, even though he got his ass kicked yesterday. Wasn't that fun watching the Broncos get their ass kicked?
It was a truly delightful scene.
Oh, it was.
Trevor Lawrence going out there slinging the rock.
Seeing Trevor Lawrence just beat that ass around in Denver, that was nice. See, and they got something to play for in Kansas City. Can you imagine if they were beaten by the Chiefs' third-string quarterback? A guy that nobody heard of ever, probably. Chris Olatokun. Probably never heard of him unless you're a diehard Chiefs fan or working radio and covered the Chiefs.
Well, like I told you earlier, I said Simmons didn't even know who he was. In a press conference after the game, he goes, I had no idea who was running on the field for the Chiefs. I only studied Minshew.
And speaking of Simmons, this is the biggest. I feel bad if you didn't.
I know. You're not happy with it.
Tony Pollard had two straight games of 100 yards, and he had three touchdowns in the last two. They wanted to make an emphasis for him to get in the end zone. I wish they would have done it earlier, but they didn't. And then he did. He got in the end zone. But because Simmons, they're saying he didn't check himself in, and we'll talk about officiating here in a minute. They're saying he didn't check himself in. They showed the tape. He checked himself in. He looked right at Cleet. Hey, he checked himself into the game. That ought to be thrown out by any casinos anytime touchdown, because he was robbed. Tony Pollard was robbed of a touchdown in that game. I happen to have him as well, and that kind of sucks. So, yeah. Text line 816, Merry Christmas, Bink, onto the draft. Yeah, people love the draft. The Chiefs drafting 12th right now, by the way. That loss did not help them in the draft order yesterday. So, yes, the Chiefs struggling, even losing at times. Chris Olatokun will probably be the starter against the Broncos. They're going to have to go out, JT, and find a backup this week to understand a very limited part
Matt
of this
Castle,
offense.
Bring Matt Castle out of retirement. No. Let's do it.
Phillip Rivers still he's playing with the Colts. You're going to have to find somebody because, you know what? Noah Gray is the emergency quarterback, who, by the way, I said, he's played some high school quarterback. You'll hear some high school quarterback with Noah Gray. But he was moved to wide receivers next year. So he did early on in his high school career. But is that the guy you want to see? And I know JT loves some Noah Gray, man. You love some Noah Gray.
Oh, I love Noah Gray.
You
want to
see Noah Gray turn around and hand the ball off?
I'm telling you, I think it would be more exciting than, no offense to Chris, but I think it would be more exciting than watching Chris be the quarterback.
Oh, draft purposes wise, hey, do it. Put Kelsey in a quarterback. He was a high school quarterback. Why not? Just do it. I mean, the name of the game now is to, well, the strength of schedule is hurting
the Chiefs. You want to try to lose the best way you can to make it look like you were trying.
Yeah, Texan asked me if we get David Bailey. Maybe. I don't know. I think he goes earlier, but that's definitely a guy in the possibility that they could end up drafting. So keep an eye out on that one because that's an interesting pick. I still like receiver more. Jeremiah Love, by the way, this year against Miami, 33 yards, 3.3 yards. That's the game that kept them out of the playoffs. Everybody wants Jeremiah Love. I just saw a recent mock draft from ESPN, had him in there as well. Against Texas A&M the following week, 94 yards. Against Purdue, 157 yards. Against Boise State, 103. Against USC, 228, who's number 62 in the nation in running defense, by the way. Against Boston College, 136. Against Navy, though, 94. North Carolina State, 86. 57 against Arkansas. Less than 100 against Miami and A&M. So we'll see where that goes.
Hey, hey, guess what?
What?
My brother, Charles, just texted me. He goes, I want to see Noah Gray start too. So, hey, both Rose want him to start.
I mean, if you want to lose it, go ahead and play Noah Gray at quarterback. Seriously.
I mean, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
And it'd be fun. It would be exciting for the fans to watch.
Because I guarantee you, there's probably not a lot of people who knew Chris Olave. As a matter of fact, his Wikipedia page was probably visited quite a bit in Kansas City. Unless you go up to training camp, unless you're dialed in to 96.5 The Fan, unless you're dialed in to what the Kansas City Chiefs do. You hope you never get to see the third scorer, the emergency quarterback, as he was yesterday. But they actually have an emergency quarterback in Noah Gray. So we'll see if that happens. But I mentioned the Lions. And do you like the Lions? You a Lions fan?
I mean, I'm okay with the Lions. I would love to see them win, get over the hump, but I'm not over here like
I had Pittsburgh
Lions
plus seven.
Okay.
So the circuit pick. But here's the thing. Do you think the Lions cried a lot? Like, I don't think there's any team that cried as much as when they got beat by the Chiefs. Remember, they were just throwing
I've seen a lot of teams throw fits.
Oh, they do. The Chiefs would, if you lost the Chiefs, they would, you know, because of officiating, right? Because the officiating did it. But they only had 17 points. So I know that they had four guys out on defense. And they were crying about that, even though they only scored 17 points against the Chiefs. They actually did have a good defense this year, except for yesterday. I don't know what the hell happened there. But they cried a lot. And they kept talking about it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They were talking about this. Even though the next game, they actually had five guys out. Their starting nickel didn't play. Kirby Joseph didn't play. Terry Arnold didn't play. Brian Branch was suspended that game. So they actually had five guys that weren't in there for the secondary the following week against the Bucs in primetime, and they lost that game. Or excuse me, they won that game. And the Buccaneers were crying about the bad officiating. But the bottom line is, this run of Detroit and this resurrection of Detroit under Dan Campbell and Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sonic and Boom or whatever they're calling their running backs with Jahmyr Gibbs. You know,
are you just not a fan of them?
No, here's the deal, though. They got there, but they can't push in. It just makes you respect what the Chiefs have done. The seven straight AFC title games, going to Super Bowl 5 out of 6. Here's Detroit that's never even gone to a Super Bowl. Remember, they climbed those charts. Hell, you had Tony Romo talking about Jared Goff and MVP yesterday. Here's a team with only a 16% chance to make the postseason. When you get there, you better cash in,
but
man.
That's why
they are running into not cashing in. Like the Colts. The Colts thought they were going to cash in this year. They were the darling. They were the number one team in power rankings. Then life happens. Daniel Jones gets hurt. But they started the slide even before Daniel Jones got hurt. But they were everybody's All-American. They were Johnny-come-lately, as I call them.
But that's why what
the ones that want to sit at the grown-ups table at Thanksgiving.
That's why Dan Campbell said a couple years ago when they lost in the NFC Championship is so true. He was saying, there's no guarantee we get back here. So everyone's saying, oh, you guys have a good team, you'll be back. There's no guarantee
no
us getting back.
No
and
guarantees.
So that's why what he said was so key after they lost.
And with
in
Sonic and Knuckles as his running back, they didn't get there. They just didn't.
Well, they also were ahead of schedule that year. When they got to the NFC Championship.
But they didn't parlay it. And they've had opportunities to parlay it. The only thing they've done really well is complain. Like, that's the one.
I disagree. They've done a lot of things.
But
well.
What have they done, though? What have they done? If they got to the Super Bowl, never have in their history. Never. So what have they really done?
They've got to that next step where they've wanted to get. We've
but then they took
about-
a step back. They didn't keep pushing, though. They got there to the pinnacle, and then they came back down the mountain.
They haven't
that's
came
true.
Back down the mountain fully.
If they're not in the playoffs, they did.
But you're missing the whole point here. For Lions fans, it's more of like, okay, hey, we got over the hump of we were a really bad team in the NFC North. We got to the NFC Championship, and now we're in that pinnacle of, all right, we're going to be really good. They got to take that next step from being really good to great.
You got to take the next step. You can't be the Jags. They go all the way to the AFC title game of like Bortles, take a step back. But get back up there, fired coaches, Urban Meyer, you name it.
They haven't taken that full step back like you're acting like. They've been to the playoffs
the last
3 years.
If they don't go to the playoffs this year, that is a major step back.
Okay, the Chiefs have taken a major step back.
Well, of course they have.
Okay, but you're acting like it's a big
deal. But they
deal.
Went to 7 straight AFC title games, something they haven't done. They went to 5 of 6 Super Bowls. They have 3 Super Bowl rings on their fingers. That's much different than Detroit. They have crap. They have zilch. They have nothing.
Detroit has a worse quarterback, a worse head coach. You would obviously say a worse defensive coordinator. They had to change all their systems this year. I get where you're saying it's a step back, but to
they just
say
haven't done anything.
I mean, okay. I guess if you want to say they haven't
won a Super
Bowl.
Like the Rams actually did something because they actually won.
The Rams haven't. They won a Super Bowl in Cincinnati, sure.
But they did it.
Okay, but the Lions. At
they have
one
a banner.
Point, the Lions at one point hadn't won a game all year.
I get it, man. The perpetual loser. They got good, but then they've taken a step back. If they don't make the postseason, they're taking a step back. I'm just saying, like Brett Favre, when he was with the Packers, they kept getting beat by the 49ers and the Cowboys in the playoffs, right? Then they would push further. Then they would get the NFC title game. Then they actually would get to the Super Bowl and win, and they take a step back. I'm just saying, I'm tired of these teams that get so good, and then they take that step back. And everybody starts believing in them. And they start burning their gear, and they start chanting Duvall and everything else, and they fall back.
I just don't think they've taken that much of a step back where you can criticize them this much.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, it's worth criticism.
Okay. All right. It's not in my opinion, but all right. This window's not shut for them.
If they don't go to a Super Bowl in the window, it's a failure. It just is.
Well, okay, but the window's not shut.
It's not 100%. But if they don't make the playoffs, they went the wrong direction.
Okay.
Like the Colts, they gave 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner.
Well, they also lost their quarterback.
They did. But you know what? They started to slide before that. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Daniel Jones had
sliding.
7 turnovers, 2 games
well, they
before
started
he got
sliding,
hurt.
And they probably could have got over the slide, but now you can't get over the slide when you have Phillip Rivers.
No. And I like watching good old Phil. But I don't care what they do now at this point. Let's talk about the officiating next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.